Welcome to Notcast, episode 197. Oklacon was too spooky.
Ooh.
I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And we're Notcast. Huzzah. So, it's been a week since Oklacon. Came back in one piece. You guys got an episode day after we got back.
Fuck yeah, Oklacon.
It was a nice, relaxing event, you know, nothing crazy major. You know, there wasn't any ambulances this time, there wasn't any,
Hill Huskies.
No Hill Huskies.
No, none of that.
No one died. Some people get really torn up during Predator and Prey.
Oh, really?
That's because they're dumbasses playing, you know, charging through thorn bushes to get away from other people and stuff like that.
Did they actually do the night game this year?
Oh, I don't think so.
The night game? I don't know.
I don't think so. I always liked that when they did it, so.
Yeah.
I was shocked the year that they did it and there wasn't a bunch of injuries, because it seems to lend itself so well to people getting all fucked up, running around over uneven ground in the dark.
Yes, well.
Ooh, that's kind of hot.
Only kind of?
What do you think?
That is kind of hot.
Yeah. It's a,
bueno.
It's a chick on a big pumpkin. It's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
How great is it?
It has a furry character and she's naked on it. Half naked on it. So, wow, I love the artists that just name their images very, very true to form. Although he actually said, could not think of a better title. The name of the image is Three Dogs Having Gay Sex. And it's like, wouldn't you know, that is exactly what it is, a picture of.
Three dogs having gay sex.
Yes. Yep.
Does what it says on the tin.
Tell you what. The first comment on it is, dags.
Those dogs heard they like dags.
Yeah.
So this week's been kind of interesting because Panther's taking the week off because he had vacation time he needs to burn. He still has some that he needs to burn.
Yeah, and it's already mid-October. Does he lose all?
Yeah, if he doesn't take it all, he loses it.
That's fucked up. Can he roll over Eddie and it's just bored? Wow. Okay.
He gets a decent chunk, like a month worth of time off, but still.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the same. If I don't use any of my time, it's gone.
Yeah. So
funny enough, I can roll over up to 10 days, but I never do because of all the cons. Yeah.
Well,
we used to, and then this year they changed, because we used to get 3 weeks vacation, 1 week of PTO. This year they said, it's all PTO and you can't save any of it. Okay.
But we've been, with Panther Home, we've been doing things like cooking and reorganizing and doing adult things like appliance shopping.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, that kind of adult
yesterday
thing.
Yesterday was the shittiest day ever.
Yeah.
It was
your Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it, your dryer?
I woke up, went to get laundry out of the dryer, stuck my hand in it, it's like, well, it was still spinning, and it occasionally derps and runs all night.
It tore your hand off?
No.
Oh.
So the dryer was still spinning. I thought, oh, crap, it's been cooking all night. So open up the door, stuck hand in, it's cold and damp, and it's like, oh, fuck. So, lo and behold,
So you quickly took your work clothes and stuffed them in the oven to warm them up and dry them?
No, I had enough clean clothes for the day.
Oh, okay.
Sarah got slightly damp clothes to go to work in, because they were mostly his. And it's like, crap. So I set Siam to looking at the dryer when we went to work, and there was no salvaging it. Or at least it was beyond our ability, and it was old. So, okay, woke up right away. Clothes aren't dry, dryer's dead. Second thing that went wrong, we'd been having problems with our about a year old PS3. We don't use it that much. We mostly stream from it, whether it's Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, or just off the PCs. We don't play that many games on it.
Yeah.
Some, not a lot. And we've been having problems with playback lately. So we've been tinkering a little and decided to do a factory reset and wipe the drive because we didn't have much to save on it. And then it started getting hard drive sector errors. like? So we pulled out the drive. Dave runs some diagnostics. And, yeah, the drive is really dead. One of our listeners, Rahada, actually is loaning us a 40-gigger until we can buy a drive or at least do testing on it to see if it's more than just...
That sucks.
But, yeah, so our dryer died.
So if our I recall correctly, this is the PS3 that took you, like, 3 times to get right, or was that your Xbox?
That was an older one that we got. My ex took that with him to Oz. This is our replacement.
This is a different one. Okay.
And then we re-bought it.
Because I remember you telling that story of how this one kept being bad, and it was like right at Christmas. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry for the sidetrack.
So we bought a new one last year when the ex took that back with him to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought a brand new one. So this is not that old, which is what makes it really... We're just outside of the warranty, which really steams our...
Mm.
So that died. The PS3 died. And then when Sarah was coming home from work... He's like, I'll be there to pick you up because Cyan was out running errands in the other car. And a couple moments later, it's like, I killed the car again because he left the lights on. So had to get a hold of Cyan to come and give that car a jump. So as a result, I was like half an hour late from being picked up from work. So dryer died, PS3 died, car was almost...
Car battery was...
Almost dead.
Yeah.
It was just a really shitty day.
That was all in one day?
That's all in one day.
Ugh.
Yesterday sucked. Then I went out and kind of bounced around with Sarah later in the evening. He did a bunch of stuff to cheer me up, so.
Cool.
But it was a bad day. So, needless to say, yesterday was really expensive, so we went out and we bought a new dryer from Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have credit there. Don't know. I probably borrow the drive from Rahada to test with, because he offered it, and see if that's it, and see about buying another drive at a later point in time.
Mm.
If it does end up being, you know. So yeah, it's been. Yesterday was really special.
That really sucks.
Yeah, that was expensive.
Yeah, that's about all I use my PS3 for, too, is streaming from my computer and watching Netflix. Well, see,
the thing is, like, with the PlayStation series stuff, my original PlayStation 2, I had to return, like, 4 or 5 times.
Mm.
Because I have discrete errors and shit like that.
Well, I've killed both of my 360s. We don't have a 360 anymore because we've gone through 2 of them.
Wow.
And I just don't want to sink the money into a third one.
I still have the 360 that we got off Woot. Knocking on wood.
The original PS3 that we had, we got refurbed, but it was one of the old backwards compatible ones. We actually went out hunting hard for that one for the backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
And when we got the second one, we didn't have a lot of games. It's like, screw that. We'll just get a new one.
Because, you know.
You know.
PS3.
So.
Simon, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you using your Apple TV much lately?
Yeah.
It's the new generation one, right?
Uh huh.
Is it still working as of a couple of days ago?
Yeah, we used it to watch Warehouse 13 and Burn Notice here yesterday.
I love
Pete. So here's the thing. My Apple TV is no longer working. Like, it sees the network, can't connect to it. And I did a Google on this, and apparently a firmware update that they did recently has intermittently caused a lot of people's Apple TVs to not work.
Ooh.
It didn't affect every Apple TV, but it's a problem that is popping up.
Yeah, because I know we did the latest software updates here just a few days ago.
Yeah.
But it's not affected us yet. Not saying that it won't.
Yeah.
But
it won't even connect to, like, iTunes on my desktop.
Oh, weird.
Let alone connect into the Apple Store or Netflix or anything like that. So it turns on and everything looks fine, and then as soon as you try to connect to something, it doesn't work. Can't even do a network test.
That is really strange.
So I was just curious if the same thing had affected y'all.
But the Warehouse 13 is really fun. I like it a lot.
I haven't watched it.
It's a series that doesn't take itself terribly seriously.
I love Artie. I love Pete.
You know,
I'm Micah.
on that note, on Warehouse 13, this is something I keep forgetting to mention on the staff forum, but I saw Rainforest this year did something I thought was really neat. So their theme was Warehouse 13. And you know how, like, most cons have, like, a fursuit photo op thing?
Yeah.
They had actually decked out their fursuit photo op thing with, as a, like, a set. So there was, like, a bunch of, like, wooden crates and stuff like that, and cobwebs, and shelves with miscellaneous shit all over it. It was supposed to look like an old warehouse. And I thought that was a really cool idea. And I was like, that if we have, like, a fursuit photo area, like, in a room where we can set something up, we might want to do that at Fiesta. Especially with the Time Traveler's Ball theme. We could feature just bits and pieces from different eras and stuff like that.
Colorful rocks, space furniture, a clock.
Yeah, just all kinds of stuff. 800 different sized TARDISes, you know, whatever. Just the thought.
Refrigerator full of dildos.
I keep forgetting to put it out there on the forum, so since you guys are on there too, I was
that
like...
That sounds cool.
I thought it was really neat. Like, usually they just have, like, a plain white background, and they just sort of photograph them as fursuit in a blizzard or something. You know, just with, like, a plain background. Or they Photoshop something in later. But this is actually, like a set. I thought it was kind of a cool idea.
This is an idea.
Yeah.
One thing I have been doing is I've been rearranging my bookshelves a bit. And I went and bought a couple long boxes, which are really quite long. I was surprised at how big they were, because I only needed one. And I just moved my comics into a long box, and I have some really old, weird shit in my comics collection.
Really?
Yeah, it was stuff that I'd forgotten I even had.
Oh, God, like, I don't want to go through, like, the 16 long boxes or comics I've got.
And a lot of them are comics he produced. It's like,
no, none of them. Those are all from the before time, from before I owned
Atlanta. Like, really old copies of Gold Digger. I have a copy of, like, Gold Digger number one with the mail this coupon in and win a lifetime subscription from, like, 1993. couple of issues of Omaha the Cat Dancer from, like, 1982.
I thought you found those a couple years ago at, like, a...
Yeah, well, I knew I had them, but just went back and was like, wow. I have, like, so many random issues of Furlough and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And, of course, old X-Men comics and Daredevil comics and Spider-Man comics and stuff like that. It's like, wow, I didn't know I had all this stuff still. Yeah.
I'll have to go through my collection.
My copies of Critters featuring the first North American thing of Yoshagi Yojimbo.
That's worth, like, $50, I think.
Probably.
If you can find someone to buy it.
Just dig in it. Half Price Books. Back when I lived in Fort Worth.
Huh.
Also, that some person had offloaded their furry comic collection because there was a bunch of Furlough and a bunch of Genus.
I remember you telling this story. Like, you actually took the Genus up to the counter and were like, you guys might want to put these behind the counter. Because tits and lesbian unicorns. And...
Yeah. Well, if it was the all lesbian unicorn issue... that would have been something to get, because it's just an out-there comic.
I've got it somewhere.
I know you do. I've seen it. I've fapped it. No.
in my bedroom, like, you're like, hey, I got 5 minutes alone in here. Fap, 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 fap.
Pop, pop, pop. and that one's actually really old, too, in terms of comic book age.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God, my sheets that night. We didn't know what had happened. We
were like, it's a jar of mayonnaise that exploded.
It's like, my God, it's like sleeping on a frozen lake. It feels all gritty. Saverin needs more vitamins in his diet.
Because he's coming sand again?
Well, that's what happens to Fennec after a while.
Oh, man.
Little puffs of sand.
Scorpions.
No, he does not come scorpions. Oh my God!
You're like finding old furry. Like,
good luck finding anyone to give you a blowjob. Just get a mouthful of scorpions. Ah!
The stinging means they like you.
Oh my god, someone is masturbating to that thought right now.
People like bee stings, so. Yeah.
God, yeah. They should read Palimpsest then. There's like a chick that gets like stung and is able to communicate with the bees, like psychically and shit. It's a weird book. Anyway.
I bet.
That's just one of the characters.
Yeah, it's been a pretty nondescript week. We're going to suddenly find ourselves a lot
nondescript.
More
free like space. If you put it in a lineup with like a week from June and a week from January, you would be able to tell it apart.
Except it got suddenly fucking cold.
Lots of gaming.
Panda.
Yeah, there's pretty nondescript week. Speaking of pandas, how many 90s do you have now?
I only have one.
Yeah. I still only have one. But now I'm...
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, oh, fuck you, casual. I have 40.
Oh, man.
Or whatever. I don't know.
it's kind of like, I don't want to go back through Valley of Four Winds again so soon. But I've totally done, like, dailies to fucking death.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
I have, like, everybody's my waifu on the farms. And I've gotten revered with the Klaxi and the Golden Lotus.
Hey, I don't go do this when you start talking your pony shit. So.
But I finally did a couple of LFR things. Cut it out, finally I'm able to do LFR. It's pretty sweet.
That second set is kind of brutal.
I've only done the first one yet. But I got two pieces of gear.
The second one is it's almost like a real raid.
Sigils, three of the
second
sigils of
set,
power.
Two pieces of gear. Oh, I'm just picking out select phrases here.
Killing trolls and
oh god,
piercing their supple bodies with my 3.5 foot long ice lance.
So that's what you call it. Ice.
Filling them up with my frost bombs. Making it rain.
I'm gonna drop some frost bombs in your mouth. Oh.
And we're back to Severn coming again.
But yes, ponies in 2 weeks, yay.
Oh god, is it only two weeks away?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm King Somber. I'm
Kong,
so sad.
King Sombrero. Though, this is something that you'll appreciate.
Okay. I'm the saddest pony ever.
The vinyl figures.
The next two
that are coming out are Fluttershy and Dr. Hooves.
Dr. Hooves.
Yes, Dr. Hooves.
Brown Earth Pony and my with the Hourglass Time Mark.
And my waifu.
Hourglass Kitty Mark and
Fluttershy. Oh, so you'll be the first Earth Pony.
Yeah.
In this line.
Filthy Earthies. But there's also like a vinyl scratch one that they're working on. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do bunches of background ponies.
It's interesting to me. So it looks like each time they do this, they do one main cast and one background because you've got Dash and Derpy, Dr. Hooves and Fluttershy.
Yeah.
So they'll probably have a main cast to go with vinyl when they come.
And I'm going
to
need more shelves.
Yeah, because they're all going to be that size. They will stomp all of those little blind bag ponies into the ground.
Yep. Those peasant versions.
Oh, speaking of ponies, some friends are up at Fur Fright this weekend, along with Tieran. Mm. He's up there at the company. And one of my friends was tweeting, was like, dude who smells awful in wearing the Big Mac hoodie in the registration line. You're doing nothing for the furry brony divide. Mm. And like three tweets later, it's like, oh god, seriously, have a shower. Yeah. I'm not saying that verbatim. I don't remember it exactly, but it was just like,
that's pretty close.
Apparently there was some stank, you motherfucker. And I got into a discussion with him and three or four other people. And I was like, you know, Furry Fiesta has handmade soap every year in the reg bag.
Yeah.
Because they joked about putting deodorant in the
reg
bag.
You know, if you want to talk about stank, though,
uh-huh.
This year at the concert room, the main room at the lodge, that room had some BO stank.
I know it was from one guy.
Is the dude like a fucking coughing? Is he a Pokemon? Does he leave his stench clouds everywhere?
No. There's this one guy, like, I encountered him early in a con out of suit. And I was like, ooh, he smells a little ripe. And this is only, like, the second day at a con. And then I saw him later on in suit. And he stood, like, right in front of me. And I, oh, God. So, the thing with fursuits, public service announcement. If you're a fursuiter or you're thinking about getting a fursuit, keep them clean. You have to keep them clean. Because the problem, it's like your clothes would just smell a little sweaty if they're dirty and you throw them in a wash. Like, a fursuit will smell like a nasty, musty, old piece of carpet when it's not clean. It is just the rankest, dirtiest smell. You know, it's like getting down on the floor and sniffing the carpet in grandma's bathroom or something like that. It's just this really horrible, musty stank. And between this guy stank out of suit, and his suit smelled even worse. So it was just like, if you have a suit, it's not enough just to wash yourself. You need to keep it clean because you're running around, you're sweating a lot, and that suit is just soaking that all up. Even if you've got one of those body things underneath it, fucking clean your damn fursuits. And I'm sure there's tips online for how to do that safely. I think the body you can just wash. You might have to do it on gentle. But the head you can, like, brush out and stuff like that. The head's not going to get as sweaty nasty as the body. The body's going to get pretty fucking nasty, though. But, yeah. Pro tip.
Don't stink.
Keep your damn fursuit clean. So what's been going on with me? So, I took today off as a mental health day. And I had a CT scan yesterday because I had a pain in my side that I was concerned about. And with the family history of cancer, we want to double check it and everything like that. So tune in next week to find out if I have cancer or not, because I don't have the results yet. It was just a, my doctor was like, it's probably nothing, you know, it'll probably go away, but if you want to be absolutely sure, and I'm like, okay, sure. So I went and I had this test done, and so that's the first time I'd ever had a CT scan. So I had to drink 20 ounces of the barium sulfate, which I had been told by everyone, oh God, it's nasty, it's horrible, I could barely keep it down, and it actually didn't taste too bad. Maybe this particular place uses, like, a certain good flavoring or something. It was supposed to be vanilla flavored. I mean, it didn't exactly taste like a vanilla smoothie as was advertised on the package, but it didn't taste horrible.
Well, maybe you just have been told so many bad stories that you were braced for worse than
reality. Yeah, I was expecting something really, really, really horrible. I'm not sure. But then more interesting than that was they also did the contrast via IV. So they put the iodine through my bloodstream, which is odd because you feel this sort of warmth going over your body as the iodine makes its way through. So, like, suddenly my face felt really red, and then you just feel this warmth in your chest when it gets through your heart and everything.
And it's vanilla for some reason? No.
No,
I know what you're...
Yeah, it's like, so they put the vanilla in my bloodstream, and I drank 20 ounces of iodine.
Yeah.
No, I've had similar done. I wonder what they
do when you're allergic to iodine, though.
They don't give it to you. Because actually, you might have a problem with that, because they specifically asked me if I was allergic to shellfish. So there must be something in the iodine thing.
Naturally sourced iodine is from like squid and shit.
Yeah, so,
and I'm allergic to that.
You could not have a contrast CT with this stuff. There's probably,
I'm sure there's a, if you're allergic to something else.
There's probably a synthetic one, or they would have to do it some other way. It'd be like
harvest from some other sources.
Or maybe they just fucking turn it up to 11 and be like, well, since we can't get contrast, we have to give you extra radiation. So if you don't have cancer now, you will after this.
I smell delicious.
And all your hair falls out and you explode. Inwards. I don't know. You explode twice, like in Galaxy Quest. So I had that done. So that was an interesting week. Also kind of a little bit stressful.
I imagine a little bit stressful.
Part of the problem is that I couldn't eat for like from after midnight the day before. And my appointment was at 3 p.m. So that's like how many hours? 15 hours? It's probably closer to 16 or 17 by the time I actually ate. And I'm hypoglycemic.
So are you saying that you were grumpy?
Well, at that point, you go well beyond the grumpy stage and you go into the almost catatonic stage. I mean, you're just tired and you're...
furious.
You're tired and furious. The same. No, the fury goes away after a while. You're just tired and fumbly and you're a little impatient and... just so, yeah, I wanted to eat all the things when I was finally done with finally this done, test.
You go to like an I could just like you go to a Golden Corral and just take an entire thing of their terrible meat or something.
No, I just stick my face in the chocolate fountain, like,
this is a wonderful.
I move the thing out of the way and I just put my mouth right on the chocolate hose and suck. And I don't mean Samuel Jackson's dick, which is what I usually call the chocolate hose. Anyway, so the other thing, Tieran and I had a moment of derp that we did not realize we had done. So for the first 2 or 3 weeks in the house, we were sleeping in the guest room because we knew we were going to buy a new bed. So we went ahead and put our old bed in what was going to be the guest room. And we're like, we'll just sleep in here. That way we don't have to move these massive mattresses around, you know? And the guest room is right at the front of the house. And it has this very thin gossamer curtain on it that doesn't keep out any light, and when you're sleeping in there, it really doesn't give you any privacy. So we'd basically put a wall of boxes in front of this window because we had all these boxes of stuff that weren't unpacked yet anyway. But now we're out of there. We're sleeping in the main bedroom. We're going to use this as a guest room, so I'm setting it up because my sister is coming to visit next month for Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
Which is cool, but I want the room to look semi-nice. So I was like, I'm going to get some of those curtains that have the thick backing on them for, like, an energy savings and shit, because that will keep out the light and give a little privacy. So I went and I bought curtains. I got over there. I pulled the old curtains down, and I was like, wait a minute, what's this? Oh, there's a blind on this wall.
Dumb.
This whole time, there is a blind on that window. It's mounted far up the wall, like it's above the curtain.
So if you don't look...
Tieran and I did not know that there was a fucking blind this entire time. We didn't have to build a wall of boxes like a fucking Great Wall of China in front of that window. We could have just closed the fucking blind. And so, like, I told Tieran this, and I was like, guess what I discovered today? There's a fucking blind on that window. And he's like, I feel really dumb now. I mean, it had been like a month ago, but he retroactively, we both felt a little silly.
Derp.
So I'm like, well, I guess I saved money on curtains, because I could just leave the ones that are up there and close the blind.
So, speaking of coming to visit, my mother is coming in too.
Yes, right.
Oh my God, this is going to be... See, I have a very loving relationship with my dad. Me and my mom lock horns like nothing else.
Oh.
I moved out when I was 8, just shy of 19.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the house, out of the state, halfway across the country because of this woman.
Mm.
She's rather hard to deal with. She's very self-centered. She's self-centered in like the old Jewish mother. I'm lost, alone in this world. Feel sorry for me. I'll just go sit in the corner and cry. Type.
Mm.
Poor me.
You never call.
You never call. Or, well, like the last time she and I last really had it out, this is a prime example of, she lives up in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I grew up in that region of New Hampshire, so whenever I go up there, usually I do all this other things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go see my friends, I go eat to the places I miss seeing. I only go up there every couple of years because, you know, it's expensive to go from Texas to New England.
Yeah.
So she was giving me shit because nobody ever goes up to that area of the country just to see her. We always go up there and do other things. As in, we go see our friends, we go, like, I, at that point, my last really big trip up there, I took my then husband
mm-hmm.
around New England because I had never taken him up there and I wanted to show him where I was from, some of my friends.
She's, my mom never guilted me like that. When I went out to Florida, I visited my sister and I saw old friends and she was fine with the fact I wouldn't be with her every moment that I was in Florida.
But yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like, nothing's ever good enough. That's,
yeah.
So, yeah, and that's pretty typical of both me and my sister's relationship with her. So I'm kind of dreading what this trip goes down. I've asked her, what do you want to do? Just because I don't want us to get halfway through the trip and then we go, oh, I really wanted to do X. Now it's too late to do X. If she had mentioned it ahead of time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, she's coming to visit. Siam, my mate, and her had a locking of horns. So when she and my dad broke up, my dad was really good. He tried to keep me and my sister out of the whole thing, and he didn't bad talk mom. He would sometimes slip into it, but it was usually after me and my sister were already complaining about what was going on, and then he'd, you know, let his little mask slip a little. He'll do a little bit of bitching, and then he'll go, wait, no, I'm not going to do this. And change subject. He was really good about not bad-mouthing mom to me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a very set-down, explained what was going on. It didn't surprise either one of us. and, you know. But my mom, every time turned around, had another tale of, oh, your dad did me wrong. Oh, you know, completely unfounded accusations.
Mm.
And just, she was, I was about to move to Australia. And there was this time when she called up and she was just really just guilting and tearing into me. Well, Siam took the phone away from her and yelled at her. And she did not take kindly to that. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, she hasn't liked him. He hasn't liked her. So that's going to be pleasant. And then you add Sarah into this mix. She suspected that we were a trio for a very long time. I never told her I broke up with Siam when I started seeing my ex. I very carefully never gave her a story of, you know, oh, me and Siam broke up and I'm with this other guy. I was just suddenly with this other guy was part of my life, and I didn't really explain that. I told my dad outright of, hey, this is the way it is. It's a weird situation. You know, I hope you can accept it. And my sister was cool with it the entire time. I mean, she knew from the get-go that we were a trio. Because my sister's actually really cool that way. So time goes on. So when me and Sarah started it being a thing, and that it was very obviously going to become a serious thing, my sister, I told pretty much at the beginning, you know, hey, there's this new guy. Give him a lowdown what was going on. Because I gossip with my sister, and there's no real...
Oh, girl, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I just got my her did.
No. Well, it's just like, hey, there's this guy. I've known him a while. Blah, 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 blah. So she knew from the beginning that I was starting to get interested in someone. But once me and Sarah became a thing, I outright told, hey, Mom, you know... I did again. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, I guess after being married...
Sorry, I just imagine you sitting there covered in cum, like, why does this keep happening? I did it again!
Oops, I did it again.
I played with your cock. Now it's in my hair.
So I told her pretty much from the beginning, because with Mom, my attitude is very much, you know, look, this is how I'm living my life. Deal with it. I don't care if you want like it one way or another. This is what it is. And if you don't like it, I'll walk away because I don't give a rat's ass.
So she knows now?
So, yeah, she's known for months now that there's this new guy. My dad, I was a little bit slower to tell because whereas mom is kind of like, fuck you, accept it. If not, I'm gone, you know, deal with it. My dad, it matters more if it's, if he disapproves. But at that same time, I was at the same call. I kind of, it's something I'm going to kill my sister about. So now a couple of months back where I had the operation basically to get fixed. Well, I called to tell my dad of, you know, I'm sorry, no grandkids. And he's like, yeah, your sister kind of let that slip. It's like, oh, she didn't let me tell you. It's like, no, don't get mad at her. She made a comment about you going into the hospital. And then I grilled her and held her over hot coals until she told me.
Well, parent would kind of want to know.
Oh, that. I know. I just, when it came to my parents, I wanted to do it after the fact because I didn't want to deal with the, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard enough to do it without.
You could have just said it was something routine, like I'm going in for a D&T and or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but it was
getting
more
my
like,
extra limbs installed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they just ask questions. Mm. It was basically, I didn't want to get into the whole, hey, there won't be any more grandkids from me discussion with them and basically feel the. You have to face the guilt with them.
Yeah.
So I was going to get it done and then tell them because I just couldn't face with the guilt as well as trying to deal with getting sterilized. So yeah, he's like, no, don't be mad. She just made a slight comment, caught my ear, and then I tortured her until she told me.
God, you waterboarded your sister.
Basically. So it's like, yeah, Dad, there's something else too. Remember that thing.
All the dicks, Dad. All the dicks.
Yeah, it's like, you know how there was two guys? Well, there's two guys again. And I told him about Sarah. It's like, you know, after last time, and you know, I've now walked a lesbian down the aisle. Whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of nice. I mean, my family, I was out with them with my husband and Siam for yeah, almost 8 years. I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't a real big, but the long story short is Sarah's never been in this weird configuration again. And he's heard horror stories of my mother. And so a mix of facing up to someone living in an odd situation paired with meeting the mother of that you've heard a lot of horror stories about. Yeah.
She's the barium sulfate of this situation.
Yeah, so I kind of feel sorry for him. On the converse side, it's kind of difficult. When he moved in, he's local, so his family and everything is local.
Uh-huh.
And when he moved in, he happened to let slip and call me and Siam his roommates, and that me and Siam were a couple. So there's,
ooh.
Yeah, there's no, he should have called like Siam our roommate and me his girlfriend, and we could have hidden me and Siam's relationship. But
this is from his family?
Yeah, so now he's in a situation of he's living with two other people, but he's not seeing one. But he's already established a relationship between me and this other person, so that kind of ixnays me from his life, because then he has to face up with telling, oh yeah, I'm seeing a girl and she's got another boyfriend to his mom.
This isn't... They've already done the you have to accept the gay thing with him.
Yeah.
You know, this is another...
So it's basically, I'm in the closet with his family right now. I've never been in that situation in a poly before. Because usually when we've done these situations, we hide my relationship with my other partner.
Yeah.
Not already establishing a separate couple already.
Mm.
And it's kind of awkward. It's kind of uncomfortable. I was kind of prepared for it, to be honest. I mean, I'm that much older than him, to be honest. There's that.
Yeah.
I'm sterile. So there will not be any kids. So I think it's partially, one... He broke up with his other half, so there's there's now opened up a possibility of, hey, he might just be a normal person again, because his parents are kind of conservative. And, oh, hey, he's dating a girl, but she's that much older than him, and still no kids. So it is difficult in other ways, and, oh, hey, she's got a boyfriend already. So it is something. Yeah, he's already done, hey, mom, he's already come out in one way. This is almost more difficult because it's closer to the norm, so it gives them hope, and then he just completely
rips it away.
Huh. So I understand it, and it may never come out. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Or it might, but it's his battle to decide on. I'm not going to push him for something. That's something he has to face up in his own time, if he ever does. It's only fair, because it's a weird thing to have to try and, you know, face up with.
So, well, it's only love, not a time bomb.
Yeah. And then we haven't been together that long, to be honest.
Right. Give it time.
Give it time. See if it's even worth a discussion having.
The limp dolphins again.
Oh, the...
Yeah, have you noticed how much this has dipped since we started talking?
You need to get it Viagra, dear.
We need new mic.
You need to get that one a blue.
Yeah.
You need that one to have the blue cover.
Yeah.
Otherwise, then it might stand up.
So, what else is going on in the news? Saverin voted today.
I voted. I got my sticker.
Is the voting thing open on Saturday?
I don't think so. There was a lot of politics here. It's gone now.
This one time at Ask Camp.
No.
I'm going to start an Ask Sarah's Ass Tumblr.
Oh, God.
It'd just be like a husky butt icon.
It is now an hour 20.
It is trying to save, play a song. We need to stop and
save, play a song, do an ad, provided we haven't lost all of our listeners.
And then go back to discussing Sarah's. And then go back to
talking about Sarah's ass.
Okay, sounds good.
Sarah's ass. This week's song is called...
Sarah's ass.
It's called Too Spooky For You by...
Jesse and the Pussycats.
No.
Sarah's ass.
By Griffinilla, and the album's titled Mr. Bones Wild Ride. You can't get off Mr. Bones Wild Ride. Ever.
I should say something about Sarah's ass, because bone and ride, and yeah.
Every Halloween, we sing a song that's just too spooky, kids all trick-or-treat to a beat that's just so kooky. Goblins, ghosts, and skeletons will spike the night with ghoulish fun. Their shrieks of terror fill the night air, spooking all your guts out. Too spooky for you. Every Halloween, we celebrate a date so scary. Vampires out to feed, with shiny teeth that make you wary. Witches, werewolves, mummies too, they've set their demon eyes on you. They'll break your skull and take your soul, so stay under your covers. Too spooky for you. Spooky for you. Knees are quaking, please. November, come and take away all of the pain. I can't take it. Spiders, pumpkins, cobwebs, coffins, fangs, claws, horns, and candy corn. Too spooky for you. Did I spook you?
I want to get off Mr. Pooh's wild ride.
And we are back. So this week's item from AdamandEve.com is thematic to the season, as it is almost Halloween and the song was too spooky. Well, this week's item from AdamandEve.com is a movie, Adam's Family Triple X, 2-disc deluxe edition. Only.
You can't even do it straight.
Oh, I can't do it straight.
Well, you know, we can do it.
I had to read through all this to make sure that there wasn't any like weird, creepy, incesty stuff. I don't think they'd sell that kind of stuff on Amino.com, but you never know.
You mean they have morals?
Yeah. That probably falls under the taboo category. Is that even a category? No. So anyways,
For being a porn company, they're kind of straight-laced.
Yeah, they're pretty straight-laced for a porn company, but that's okay. So, Adam's Family Triple X DVD. It is a 6-scene bonus material full with 2 deleted scenes. I mean, deleted sex scenes. How does that even work?
One of the partners is missing, and the guy's just humping into thin air.
The has a black and white version of the movie, behind-the-scenes featurette, outtakes. Because porn outtakes are hilarious. Oh, it's in my eye! Oh, shit, cut!
Someone get a towel.
So, it's an Adam's Family Triple X DVD. It looks pretty funny. Wednesday has huge knockers.
Yes, she does.
The guy doing Gomez looks nothing like, you know, Raul Julia, but maybe...
If you squint your eyes and tilt your head, maybe a little.
You're not going to be looking at his face anyway. So, currently it's on sale. It's on sale for Halloween. $20.06. So it's almost sold out. And if you use a coupon code?
Not.
K-N-O-T. You get this for like $10. I mean, you can fap to that, right? Totally can, because you also get the free shipping. Now, unfortunately, because it is so cheap, you don't get the free mystery gift or the Triple X DVD set. But I bet you can find maybe like $8-$10 more bucks, and then you'll get both. But
so
free shipping,
a cheap DVD,
fat material,
and hours of laughing,
and hours of laughter, because it is
a parody.
It looks pretty funny. I'd watch it, maybe.
And horrible.
And I don't know if we mentioned it, but it includes a special black and white version of the movie on the disc.
Yeah, so you can get the real, authentic, original Adams Family going on there. So.
That's horrible.
You know, now that we've talked her politics for like an hour and 20 minutes, and then you've heard a song, and then you heard us talking about some dongs. Yes. Not some dongs, but at least a DVD.
And we were talking about dicks before. I mean, that was,
yes,
politics.
Political dicks and politics and poly dicks. So let's talk about emails. We don't have very many.
We got some. Okay. So.
Yep.
So read an email, one of you.
One of us. Okay. We got a follow up one.
Okay.
All right.
L-shaped ears and fluff. Thank you for the advice in your previous episode. It's given me plenty to think about. Unfortunately, getting over-the-counter sleeping pills could be difficult due to limited funds currently, and I don't want to go on antidepressants again after my last psychiatrist told me to stay on a certain type, despite having several negative side effects, because he was on going on vacation for a month and didn't want me going off meds while he was gone. Also, Shiva mentioned several over-the-counter sleeping pills or whatever, but I wasn't able to catch the names of them, and it's a bit difficult to listen through the episode and try to catch it again. I use Unisom, which is, it's just an...
Spell it.
U-N-I-S-O-M. They've got generic versions. Both, I know, Walmart makes their own, Kroger makes their own. Unisom's the name brand version. It's more expensive, but I've tried the generics and they work as well. The other one is melatonin, and that's not a name brand. That's the actual chemical. You can find it in most of the herbal supplements areas of the grocery store. Along with like ginseng and all that, you can get melatonin, and that's the one that basically helps regulate your sleep cycle and helps you recover from jet lag. And it can be
isn't used... that like something that the sun causes to be produced sunlight?
I think so. I'd have to look it up. I know it has to do with you produce it and use that to start getting sleepy too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Unisom is what I take, and I want to try. Melatonin, I've heard, and I've known a couple people with good luck with it. It's just, I want to do it on a weekend where if I can't get up in the morning, it's no big deal.
Also, with the, you know, not wanting to go on the antidepressants because of the side effects, try different antidepressants. There's a lot of different antidepressants.
Some get along with you better than others.
And it's just finding one that works for you, basically, because I've known other people that have tried 3 or 4 times to find one that has side effects they can live with or no side effects and that still work and, like, regulate their mood properly. Your psychiatrist does have a point about not going off your meds while he's out of the office for a month, because, honestly, there's...
Going off antidepressants can have really bad side effects.
Yes.
You have to monitor going off antidepressants as much as when you go on them.
Yeah.
Because your body can go do some weird things when you stop taking it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to wean yourself off. Sometimes it's a cold turkey. It always needs to be monitored.
Because, I'll be honest. Like, I'm on... I'm taking it for anxiety. But it actually has the effect of being an antidepressant as well. And I ran out of my pills one day, and I didn't think anything of it. Because I was like, oh, I'm taking it for anxiety, so it's no big deal. I just never got around to going to the pharmacy. And holy shit, my mood really changed. Like really crashed. Like, I got really sad, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I'd mentioned to Tieran that I'd, like, forgotten to refill my meds for a couple of days. And he nearly strangled me because he's like, that's why you were having such a miserable week. And that was just accidental. I didn't mean to do it. I was, I kind of derped, basically. But now I know not to do that again. But I've heard so many people that take meds for depression who have said something like, well, I wasn't depressed anymore, so I stopped taking my meds, or I tried to wean myself off. And it's like, no, that is the exact wrong thing to do.
Do it supervised, because there's very specific ways you have to
Do it under a doctor's supervision. Do not just decide that you want to stop taking meds because you have some weird conspiracy theory about the pharmaceutical industry or something like that.
They're polluting your precious bodily fluids.
Yeah.
So
pause for a second. She's trying to bless you.
Hurry, I tried.
You look like you're trying to say something, but you're sneezing. So.
Okay.
Was it good for you?
Yeah.
Did you have a thought to finish on that?
Well, it was not on the antidepressants. One thing I discovered is I'm on medication because I'm a diabetic. And I used to have to fill it every 30 days. It was really annoying, but that's all I could get filled from a pharmacy at a given time.
Mm.
And I discovered that I could get 90-day...
Oh, by mail?
By mail.
Right.
So I ordered 90 days. Instead of having to go every 30 days and get stuff filled, I'd order a 90-day supply from my mail order. It arrives in the mail, and then it sends me a reminder to do it, you know, like a month ahead of when I'm supposed to run out. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice that I can get all, I don't have to go every month. I go quarterly, basically.
Right.
And it's fucking brilliant.
That's cool. Yeah.
Because I used to be, it's like, okay, crap, it's, I'm going to run out today. I got to go to make time. I tried to do it early, but I would usually forget until I was down to my last couple doses, and then it's a big rush.
Yeah.
Or else I'm sending Cyan out to the pharmacy at, 10 at night to pick up the meds I kept meaning to stop and get for, the last 5 days on the way home from work.
It happens. It's, you know.
I order my pills. It's like, oh, I'll get them today, and I forgot.
Yeah. Well, what really sucks is when you go to have a prescription filled and the doctor takes an extra day to get it back to the pharmacy.
Mm.
And I didn't have my asthma meds at all for Obicon.
That sucked. So, yeah.
I wasn't exactly running around like a madman either.
Yes.
But I breathed in a lot of dust.
Oh God, that last day. That's one reason I left early is just that dust kicking up. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, when I just bought a can of Diet Dr. Pepper from the canteen, get outside, sit down, and watch the last of the charity tournament, a charity auction, and I wiped some of the condensation off the side of my glass or my can, and it just comes away like this red runnel of liquid. It's like, well, I just washed my hair. It's still damp. I am going to have all the dust stuck to my hair.
So, oh, yeah.
And what Panther said, he was sweating red because...
Oh, yeah, man.
Because it was just sticking and running off. Mm. Ugh, all the dust. So, okay, well, that was that one done.
Yep.
Someone else read.
Okay.
I'll read an email.
Oh, okay.
Deep shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dearest Notcasters.
The all-anal final chapter.
Dearest Notcasters. Nikki Dalmatian again. I've got a terrible, but I'm sure you'll find a way to make funny as usual, news. Security has been breached. Somehow my cousin found out that I was bi. No matter how hard I pushed him, he wouldn't name names on who told him. And to make matters worse, the bastard is that he told my entire immediate family. The situation immediately blew up in my face. Now I'm left to ask, what should I do? Do I completely ignore the situation and blow it off as a lie? Or do I own up to it and face the harsh reality of the future? An honor response would be fine, but an email back would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, P.S. Hi, Severin! Smiley face. Sent from my iPod.
I would just...
At this point, it's like, yeah, I'm bi, and that's kind of the deal.
I myself wouldn't bring it up unless one of them brings it up with me. Yeah,
you're going to have to own it. Because if it's true and you tell them it's a lie, then it's like a double lie.
And they'll come back and kick you in the ass later.
But just be like, if they come out, you're like, yeah, so.
And if it doesn't, don't bring it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. And kick your cousin's ass when you get a chance.
Yeah, throw him down a well.
And don't tell Lassie. So.
All right.
Your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read the short one that just arrived.
Oh, you're leaving the long one for me, you fuck.
We can read it next week if you want.
No, that's fine.
Artist Tech. Dear Naughty Not Casting Nodders, I have yet to go to a furry con and only have a few furry friends who are not artists, but I seem to be noticing a pattern online amongst furry artists. A lot of artists seem to have technology troubles with tablets and computers malfunctioning, so I had a business idea. I have lots of education and experience with electronics and computers. Would it be possible or a good idea to open a table at cons and a business online centering around artists? Do you think it could be profitable? If so, what services would be the most useful? I would appreciate all help from the cast and the listeners. P.S. I would love to hear Panther's sexy voice on the 200th episode, but if he won't talk, could we at least know why he so adamantly protests an auditory expose? Or expose. I'm not sure.
Because he's grumpy, and no.
Is that about it, Saverin? Because he's grumpy?
He's paranoid.
Yeah.
Okay. so... the business idea.
I don't know how many.
See, I don't know either, because the problem is, if you're talking about they're having issues with computers and tablets and such, for the online portion, maybe. I don't know. I was going to say I don't see that working, because you're just, if your tablet breaks, you're going to go get it fixed locally. You're not going to mail it to somebody or do anything on a website that you can really help remotely on that. So,
well, most comes with service plans or...
or you have a local friend who can help you out or something like that. So I don't really see that happening. And at cons, I'm like... I would have to be
pretty severely hard up to get someone, pay someone at a con to look at that. Granted, I'm a lot more technology savvy than a lot of artists because, well, that's what I do. But, you know, I wouldn't pay somebody at a con to fix my shit.
Well, here's the thing. It's like most furry artists are geeks, because most furries are geeks. And most of us have geeky friends. Some of them know about computer stuff. I mean, everyone knows someone that knows something about computer stuff. So I can't remember the last time I actually paid somebody that wasn't someone I knew already to fix a computer or something like that. So I don't really know. I mean, if computer repair specifically geared for furry artists, and you know, the only thing I can see is that sometimes people at cons sell sketchbooks. You know, if you wanted to sell art supplies, I don't know how well that kind of table does at a con. I've only seen it a couple of times. It's
usually
a
side business, so that's only one of many products
that they offer. Yeah, like they'll be doing that as well as taking sketches or something like that.
I don't think it's got a strong idea. I mean, it's basically tech support. You're selling third-party tech support, which most products either come with a warranty or they don't want to pay for. I know many businesses kind of force people to accept service plans so that they can get additional help, but most people who don't pay for those either take care of themselves or just willing to suffer. So basically, setting up a third party tech support company is only, I don't think it's going to have a lot of use.
So our answer is we seem to be kind of dubious about the success of the idea. I don't know if you want to refine it further or maybe try a different tack on it, but I'm not really feeling it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that on-site tablet repair for cons.
Yeah. Plus, you'd have to... there's a wide variety of tablets coming out. There's always more coming out each day. You'd probably want to have a couple of models to become familiar with, so you're not just guessing about what's going on. So building up the basis of having basically testers so you can, you know, try different things, that in itself is going to be kind of an expensive setup, and I don't think it'll be worth the cost. So that's just me from working tech support.
Just my general feeling of, here's a neat idea, what do you think? And I'm kind of like, I don't see it really being successful, sorry. Mm-hmm. So, do you guys want to read the other one, or do we want to call that a night, or what do you want to do?
There's this one here.
Okay.
Temporary.
Yeah, from Getting Himself Independent.
Okay. I think this one we should probably not sit on.
Okay.
All right, so help, how can I get myself independent?
All right.
Hello, it's your friendly Mississippi Wolf Wizard again. It's probably been a good half year since y'all last heard from me. I'm now sitting comfortably in my dorm room writing this.
Yay!
What's instigating this email was a surprise visit I got from my dad this past Saturday. I was at my friend's room, let's call him Dragon, when he arrived on campus. I had stayed the night at Dragon's room as I hadn't expected this visit, and I was taking a shower when my dad went to my dorm room to discover my roommate, but not me. He first tried to call me, but failing due to me being in the shower, contacted Dragon. He knows Dragon's number because he pays for my cell phone and see what number I text. That's why I don't text anyone I don't know in real life.
So I'm getting the dad is a little bit too snoopy about your personal life vibe right off the bat here. But
continue. Me and Dragon met up with him and my mom behind my dorm, and we end up having lunch together to get my dad in a public setting. While we were there, my dad pulled me aside and asked me if Dragon was gay, and I said no, he's bi. Well, he's actually bi. And so my dad threatened that should he find out Dragon is gay, he'll beat the shit out of him and me. I told this to Dragon to give him a heads up before my parents were joined at the table. Thankfully, the rest of the dinner went off without much of a hitch after my dad asked Dragon directly if he were gay, and Dragon said no. Now a little background on the situation. I am 18 and currently live at my dorm in college. I live in Mississippi. My parents, all four of them, are conservative and Christian, and not a single family member of mine would, if anyone other than my parents know, support me in being gay and or furry. My parents had found out by checking my laptop history and whatnot in the past, and needless to say, that didn't go over well. My parents isolated me from the internet, cutting me off from anything supportive. I'm currently attending Mississippi State, and both sets of my parents live about 3.5 hours south of me, making it easy for them to pop in on me if they decide to. My dad pays for my cell phone, my insurance, and owns my car. I currently am overloaded with schoolwork and am very stressed. I don't have time for a real job, and I'm barely getting the one commission I've received done while trying to scrape by with the grades I need. No one decided to tell me till now that I was taking too many hours, even though my parents knew before school even ever started how many I was taking. Currently, Dragon, another real-life friend of ours, and I are planning on getting an apartment in the summer, and I will be getting a job here. My question is this: how can I raise the funds to pay for my own cell phone and hopefully also buy the car and pay for insurance? If I can't afford a car and insurance, then I can just ride around with Dragon. Hopefully I can force my dad to pay me back for the stereo speakers and subwoofers I installed in that car myself during summer. I'm getting dangerously close to my dad doing something stupid, and my parents are making me even more stressed than I already am about schooling, making it harder for me to operate. Please tell me what I can do to fix the situation, because there's no way I'll be able to operate and make grades with my parents hanging over my head about both my grades, my sexuality, and my hobbies like this. Also, if any of the other listeners have ideas, I feel rather desperate to get them off my back. My fur finny name is Wizard Wolf, and that's W-I-Z-E-R-D, not A-R-D, Wolf, and I have a journal up on FA about this. Sorry for the wall of text, and thank you for reading. Wizard Tundras. Wow, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, your dad sounds like a grade A dickbag.
There are, instead of going for a full-on cell phone, you can get the little ones, like I think it was Net 10 a couple years ago. They are actually stupid cheap for getting...
Like the disposable, yeah, preloaded ones?
Yeah, you can use that for other conversations. Basically run a second prepaid cell phone for some of this and just watch what you text on it.
And don't let your parents find out the number accidentally or anything like that.
Yeah, so you can get them, I used to load it for like $5 for a whole bunch of, and it was like 5 or 10 cents a text. So you could get a whole bunch of text for a relatively small amount of money. It doesn't have a lot of layout to get there.
Mm.
You're going to have to last through this semester, first of all. I think it's probably too late to drop ad classes, but get through the semester. You don't have that much longer to go. Take a more reasonable course load next time. And make sure you balance out your credits so you're not taking a whole bunch of lecture classes, and if at all possible. This summer, just keep in mind that if you get an apartment there that summer and you get a job, it's going to be, look at what you're going to do going into the dorm next. I mean, if you live in an apartment for 3 months to avoid going home, what are you going to happen in September when you either move back in the dorm, or are you going to have to keep working to pay for this, or you're going to pay for the apartment out of your student loans? That's all things to think about. But I think basically getting it's partially going to be just ride it out. They might get tired of popping in on, you know, making a 3-hour drive every little while to check on you. I mean, Lord knows I don't like basically setting an entire day to just pop in. But
yeah, but if they're conservative and crazy,
yeah,
they might for a while. Yeah, I kind of hate to say it, but college in that early 20s kind of time in your life is often one where you don't really have everything you need at any one time. And particularly in college, you're lucky if you can actually go to school full time. And you kind of need to make some sacrifices during that period of time, because once you're out of college and you have a degree, hopefully you can get a good job with that, and then you can just fuck off with your family. You know, you can have your independence and have your own place and have your own vehicle. And I know it kind of feels like asking you to put your life on pause for 4 years, but to an extent, that's kind of what you got to do.
And take your freedom where you can, lack of a better term, snake it. Yeah, it's going to be something like your dad might pop in. And, you know, it might be also getting your friend Dragon to help cover for you. Oh, shit, your dad calls. It's like, and, you know, say you're in the shower, he calls Dragon and it's like, you know, have you seen my son? And Dragon's like, yeah, I just saw him going down to XYZ or something, or makes an excuse or learns a cover story like, oh, he's in the bathroom, he'll be right back, you know, his phone's right here, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it just, you're going to need help covering your tracks.
And frankly, my advice to Dragon and any of your friends, if your dad actually threatens them directly with physical violence, they need to call him out on that.
And say, if you do this, I'm going to call the cops on you.
Yeah, you know, or, you know, call the cops and let them know this guy's threatening to fucking assault me. I mean, that shit is not legal and is not an acceptable thing to do, you know? And from your friend's perspective, it's like, it's not your dad's fucking business what their sexuality is, you know? So he can just fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that, you know, problem for you is that might put you in a precarious situation, but it's like, your parents kind of sound like they need to know where the fucking line is drawn, you know?
Well, as long as they're paying for things, it's going to be a hard line to draw.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the leash around your neck.
That's kind of like, you're going to have to deal with this leash for, you know, the 4 years or so that you're in school.
If you take
Honestly, I just want to throw in there that my grades went to shit as soon as I got a job. When I was not working and was able to focus solely on school, I was doing great. As soon as I started working when I was in college, it got really hard to keep up the courses and still make good grades, and that it's just stretching out longer and longer. If you're in a position where you can commit fully to your education, I recommend taking the sacrifices of having their car and their cell phone and committing yourself fully to your education.
It's that, or next semester, take as light as you can get and get a light part-time job. I'm not talking like, you know, don't do what I did. Oh, God, I worked 2 jobs and went to school. That, because I was trying to pay for things. And that did not work all that well. I had to drop one job, and I eventually dropped both. But take a lighter course load, get a part-time job so you can get some pocket money, and use that pocket money to get a second cell phone. Maybe start socking it away for something like a car, and then the summers really just put whatever you get towards your own vehicle. Or something like that, but,
you know, maybe do some tutoring in whatever your area of specialty is or something, if you're far enough advanced in your studies that you can do that.
And they might have, like, a work-study program, too.
Yeah.
So, that's just your first thing to getting independence is going to be getting some kind of financial relief, a income stream that does not involve your parents. Because as long as they hold that leash, you got to live by their rules. You got to get some slack on that leash before you can do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I would, like you said, sneak it, I guess, try to get as much as you can right now. But honestly, my advice is to just focus on your education as much as possible. And, you know, you may have to postpone a little bit of the social aspects of growing up for a couple of years. But, you know, with the, and I normally wouldn't say that to anybody, but with the extremely worrying conservative nature of your family, I think it might be for the best.
Yes.
So, Savern, what else we got here?
That was our last email.
Bitches and whores.
Bitches okay. and horses?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bitches and whores.
That really sucks, though. I mean, what they said, pretty much how it is.
What they said times two, yo.
So it is now 11:40 at night.
I think it's time.
We've been going for nearly 2 hours. And I think that I'm going to fiddle with this tomorrow.
Okay.
You can always send us an email at notcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at notcast. What?
200 episode.
Oh, notcast@foxstuffers.com.
Yeah, you can also follow us on LJ, which you don't ever post to, so why bother? Follow us on FA. did I say FA or LJ?
He said follow us on FA.
Follow us on FA and not cast, but don't follow us on LJ because we never post to it.
Okay.
It still exists. It's like a relic from times long past. Mm-hmm. Guys, remember when LiveJournal was relevant?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, some people still use it. I just never really used my blog very much.
I had to get
an
invite to get to LiveJournal when I first got my LiveJournal.
Yeah, account. Yeah, me too. It was a while back.
Long time ago. 2003 or 4. Anyways, so we're coming up on episode 200, and what we'd like you to do is you can record something, write something. Let us know how Notcast has helped you. How we have entertained you. Times that we have helped. We would like to know that. We're coming up on episode 200. It's been a very, very long run. And we do hear from time to time that we are doing good in the world. And that really helps us out. So please, if we've helped you, let us know. You can email us. You can email us a voice clip if you record it yourself. We also have a Google Voice number. The Google Voice number.
We're prepared.
We prepared. it's 469-557-1193. That's U.S. only. But if you send a call to Google Voice, you can leave a voicemail that we will then
listen to
on the show and reply to.
Or maybe play on air.
Maybe play on air.
It's not horrible.
We've already got two voicemails so far, and we hope to go through a lot of them by the end of episode 200. A few more weeks. We'll be rolling away episode 200. It's a hell of a milestone for a jokey podcast like ours.
Yep. So let me just read out that number again because I found it here in our email. It's 469-557-1193.
And if you're international, it doesn't work. Send us an email with an MP3 instead.
So, if you're international, the phone number is backwards R, ampersand, moon B.
Moon B.
So, yes.
Yeah. So on that note, good night.
And big balls.